Mix 101.7 KAYL Saturday morning huddle, joined by Sioux Central coach Brandon Goodchild, as the Rebels fall at Lawton Bronson last night 47-8. And coach, I know that they had you in a big deficit by halftime and pretty much had things in hand from that point.
Right. You know, we kind of came into the game pretty flat and didn't look like we were ready to go, and they scored real quick, and we had a turnover here or there, and they capitalized on that as well, and it kind of got out of hand real quick.
Well, let me ask you about Lawton Bronson, a team that kind of struggled a season ago. They're 2-2 this year, but they're two losses by a combined 3 points and a 1 point loss to an outstanding West Sioux team, as their other win coming over OABCIG also came close against Trainer, and a team that you defeated last year in Lawton Bronson. Has it just been a year of growing up with them, or what's their big difference this year?
You know, they're a good team, and last year they were a good team as well. Some of those kids have become seniors, and you know, they're the Ashley kid. He had a lot of yards last night against us, and he had 5 touchdowns. But he's a good back, and they got some good players up front as well to help him out. But they're overall a pretty good team as a group.
Well, for you guys, Carter Beckman, a sophomore, was featured a little more for you offensively and got your touchdown last night.
Right, and that kind of came late in the game, but you know, we got some injuries all the way through. You know, we got some couple guys up front that went down last night, and we had a couple people in the back. So we got some people that are playing positions that, you know, they aren't getting a ton of reps in practice, but they're playing that position because they need to right now.
So Carter ended up with 9 rushes, 97 yards, and a 46-yard touchdown run, and not seeing Mac Pryor anywhere on the stats on either side of the ball. I'm afraid then the news on him after the special teams hit he took from last week is not so good.
Yeah, well, actually we got some news yesterday that he's back and he'll be ready to go next week, I think. But he was out all practice this week, so we decided to keep him out and go from there.
So what did his injuries consist of from that?
Well, they thought he had a broken bone in his wrist, and it turned out that it wasn't a broken bone, so he's fortunate there.
All right. Well, be great if you do, in fact, get him back next week. So anything else you want to point out, any strides you made in the game that maybe didn't show up on the stat sheet, or how things went in practice for you leading in?
Defensively, we just gave up a lot of big plays, and we had just multiple missed tackles. And, you know, that's on a good team. You aren't going to get by with sticking with a good team if you can't tackle and wrap up and get them into third and fourth down situations.
Up front, you said a couple of guys went down. Are you going to have a patchwork line maybe going forward, or what's kind of the situation looking like at this point as far as that goes?
No, I don't really know exactly how they're at. Most of them finished the game, so I mean they're just banged up. Got an ankle and one's got a wrist issue.
Right.
But you know, we got to find we got some other guys that are going to have to get reps in there and be ready to go.
And Sioux Central will be ready to go for homecoming next Friday, as they'll be taking on South O'Brien in Albert City. Rebels coach Brandon Goodchild, thanks a lot for giving us some comments, coach, and good luck next Friday, and we'll talk again a week from now.
Yep, that sounds good, Ryan. Thanks.